Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
There's a lot of noise around your destiny. There's a little here just calling noise, distraction. But look at what God is saying. Say, look at Jerusalem. Look at Jerusalem. A quiet habitation. I release the peace of God into your life. Every distracting sound is taken away. Every confusion as to what the Lord is saying is removed. There is very little progress where there is noise. There's a lot of noise, distraction. It is a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Wow. Scripture says, for I will rebuild once again the tabernacles of David. David was a Old Testament version of what a Christian should be. He knew how to operate the presence of God without necessarily being within the four walls of a church. A tabernacle that shall not be taken down. There are some of you, and there are things that have happened to you, and you realize you lost your consecration and your covenant with God by reason of those things. And those things are known to you. They are known to you. You knew that from that time when these things happened, you've not really been the same. Something has happened to you. Your powerhouse has been invaded. Something has happened. The flow of revelation has been cut off. Everywhere God's presence is, God talks there. It's nothing to be proud of. It's nothing to be proud of that you spent a whole week, 2 weeks, God never spoke to you, even by scripture. God never spoke to you. It is nothing to be proud about. He said, this tabernacle shall not be taken down. Which means that the enemy had in previous times attempted or probably even succeeded. Have you seen people, have you met some of your friends that went to a trial and the first thing they told you is, I'm not going to church again? Have you heard those things before? That I want some space. The Holy Spirit cannot tell you to have space. Some even do it spiritually. They will say it like it's something spiritual. Like, I just decided to take some time off. You are playing with fire. Some people took some time off, then they didn't come back. The Holy Spirit cannot tell you to take time off. Do you know you are in the midst of enemies? There's one popular hymn we used to sing. Say, thou art in the midst of foes. Watch and pray. Do you know that hymn? You say, Christians, seek not yet repose. We should say, we'll sing the hymn. Maybe it's next Sunday. Because some people don't know. You come on Sunday, I change this place, the signboard to Anglican Church. You sing hymn. Please stay with me. The moment Satan sells that idea to you, just know you are not the target. Because there is very little Satan can do with you as long as you have a functional altar before God. He may fight around you, push you, do this. But you see, as long as your altar still has flames on it and it is burning, it's only a matter of time. God will speak. But if he convinces you to walk away, who will service that altar? It tells you that God is the reason why. Was it God that pushed you into the problem? No. For whatever it's worth, if God tarries, everybody will die one day. Death is not the... Oh. I went to officiate a funeral somewhere in Abeokuta. When it was time to put the woman in the... You know... I just told the woman, the children, look at the woman before I get there, because once I get there, they are not opening that coffin again. For specific reasons. But they didn't know. Until today, I never told them. That woman fought all her life and died. And I saw it. Don't open that coffin. For your sake and for their own. For whatever reason, I didn't bother. When it was, and this funeral was, we were in the midst of other dead bodies. I mean, like, it was a graveyard. I didn't have to, I just needed to get out of that place. So I asked her, do you want to see her one more time? If you want to see her, I'll go outside and wait for you. When you are done, your mom is not there. The spirit is now back to the creator. This is just carcass. If you cry and refuse to leave that graveyard when it's 9 p.m., you will know the meaning of what you have done. When the other spirits come out for evening fellowship and they meet you there, they say, what is the living doing among the dead? Oh, I want to go with her. I want to jump into this. Allow her. It's just a reaction that we would expect. When I lost a loved one, I said, oh God, why? And my pastor said, to stop talking like that. So I said, Is it your person that died? Maybe they just asked you to come and bury the person. I'm the one who lost someone. Say, God, why? Why didn't you speak to me? God said, why should I speak to you? It is given unto men to what? To die once. Better pray that your own time has not come. Because the world won't stop one second. People will go on like you didn't exist. Which is why many people have been convinced by Satan not to have deep and intimate relationships. Because when you look at it long term, it's as if it doesn't matter. Came into this world alone, and you go alone. I did not want her to make eye contact at that final moment with that woman. Because I was trying to preserve her from carrying over that suffering. This is at least 4 years after. She's still carrying on the suffering. Because people don't listen. When people come for counseling, they behave like they want to listen, but they are not really there. They only resonate with you if it agrees with them. They do it in a spiritual way. So now I have concluded, I really don't need more than 2 minutes to talk to anybody. Because those who will listen. It's just the way it is. You don't need to say too much. Those who will not listen, if you talk from today to tomorrow, it doesn't change anything. Look at that scripture. Give me that scripture one more time. The scripture says, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down, not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. 21. But there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams, wherein shall go no galley with us, neither shall gallant ships pass nearby. What will be the manifestation of God's presence where this tabernacle is situated? It will be a place of what? Broad rivers. Broad rivers. Broad rivers and streams. Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. For as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this he spoke of the Spirit, which was not yet given, because it was not yet time. A lot of us are knowledgeable with scriptures, but we lack the divine element of the Spirit because we do not know how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. We do not know how to walk with Him. And these are the things we need to look at. The Holy Spirit has never desired for you to have a better yesterday. Please, are you with me now? The Holy Spirit has never desired for you to have a better yesterday. But many of us have struggled with that which the Holy Spirit wants to do by reason of what? We do not know how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. So, the call of heaven to us this morning is to take it deeper. Come on, say deeper. Ezekiel. I believe it should be the last chapter. Let's read chapter 47. Now, let me tell you. You must recover your soul from the hands of Satan. A lot of us are under intense attack. Not because God has not spoken, but our minds have become very dull. We are unable to respond because Satan has taken control of our soul through the instrumentality of our emotions. The moment you wake up in the morning and you feel very depressed, then you just feel like there's nothing to this life. It doesn't matter what anybody says to you. You are looking at the world through a certain set of lenses. The Lord has spoken, but the words that He has spoken have been hijacked in the realm of your soul by Satan playing around with your emotions. So you must recover your emotions back. Because the scripture says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your strength, and with all your mind. The Lord expects us to love Him not only with our spirit, but with our soul. You must recover your mind back. Please, let me tell your neighbor, you must recover your mind. You must recover your emotions. And you must give it to the Lord. Don't allow what is going on around you affect your covenant with God. It will pass. Those things will pass. That's why many of you fall in love and you become slaves to the person, emotional slaves to the person you say you're in love with, because your emotions were never with the Lord. You gave them to a woman. The Bible said, for the Lord created all things for Himself and for His pleasure. Your emotions must first be given to the Lord. And the Lord will teach you how to use the emotions. That's why many of you get into a particular space, you lose control immediately. Because your emotions are, you've not learned how to stay with Him, loving Him. You've not learned how to be in God's presence and for 2 hours, and out of that 2 hours, you prayed for 1 hour, you just listened to very powerful, soft, instrumental music, just stayed quietly in His presence. Then another 30 minutes, you are maybe listening to a message, or we are not used to, we don't know how to spend time with God in a very rich way. You see, we have even more resources now to have qualitative time out with God every day. But we don't use it. We don't do it. Then, because now that you are far away, not that God left, you are now trying so hard to catch up with God. But God never left. We can do a lot more than what we are doing. Go and check your screen time and check the apps you spent a lot of time on in the last 1 month. We have no excuse. Our generation is so blessed, but we are also the most guilty. You think anybody cares about the whatever it is you put there? You really think so? The owner of all these apps, you don't even, I don't know who the owner of TikTok is. I've never seen him put any post there. He's there for the business. So if those things are not giving you money, or they are not educational, or they are not doing business, or you just turn yourself to a dancing ninja. There are things we do. When we carefully look at that person, we can realize that, oh, this person has no covenant with God. There was a church in the scripture. The Bible said they were very poor. But before God, God said they were very rich. How did we get to the place where we look at those who are poor in our midst and we think we are better than them simply because we have money? How did we get there? And we said it's a church. How did we get to that place where we honor people because of the way they look? And the scripture says you must not have respect of persons in the church. So when did we get to the point where those who are the financiers of the church, they have special seat, even though they are not born again? God looks at the heart. He sees how we do what we do. He sees our heart. Even when you greet everybody, God knows why you greeted her. And God knows why you just barely answered the other brother. He knows. And he's looking at you and saying, you are not even ready. Because if it is God you are asking to lift you, then you must meet certain requirements. A man was brought before Samuel. And Samuel said, behold the Lord's anointed. Ye kabalim. And God said, wait. Samuel made a mistake. He was going to anoint. And if Samuel had mistakenly poured one oil on that man, it's over. You have another error for 40 years. Another error of a king. Because Samuel has a thing for broad shoulders, height, handsomeness. Everybody has his idol. Samuel's words never fell to the ground, but he had a taste. He likes. I want to say something, but I know my father-in-law always watches this service, so I won't say it. So. But you know, sometimes you bring a boy home, say, mom, this person, you look at him. You just say, okay, we're fine. Nobody wants a grand set of grandchildren who are not attractive. So, yeah. I'm just saying that, look, we all have it's because we are human beings. It's just, but Samuel, as powerful as he was, almost made a mistake. He took the Lord quickly to stop him that, wait. By the time David came, he didn't even look like anything that should sit on the throne. David didn't look like anything. He didn't look like anything. In fact, the anointing now brought problem into his lives. He lost his home, lost his family, started running up and down, no place to stay. Where he wakes up today is not where he will sleep that night, because of Saul and because of the oil upon his head. And you think the devil is against you? Have you ever considered that the oil on your head is what is bringing the warfare? And that the warfare was meant to grow your bones and make you strong, so that when eventually they give you that seat, you can sit inside, so that the throne will not reject you. You are building stamina. There is a level of stamina you cannot build if you don't learn how to spend 2 hours, 3 hours. And I just gave you the secret. Instead of wasting your time on TikTok, listening to people fighting for human rights and all those things. The world will never be equal. To never. If the world is equal, all those who are shouting equality are doing so because they need money from all these NGOs and United Nations sponsors. They know why they are shouting, and it's not because of you. They have a business to run. If the world will be equal, can you imagine what the world will look like? It'll be chaos. The day everybody is equal, no poor person, everybody is equal. So you honestly believe that your senator in your local government wants to empower you? You honestly, you believe that lie? You believe that lie? Where are his children? Why is he not sending you to the location where his children are? Why is he doing borehole and doing those things are nothing. Think about, just open your eyes, come to the school of the spirit and see these things. You realize that. Why are they giving you scholarship? Why are they giving you money for JAMB? And they are not doing tutorials for you. Because they expect you to fail. Listen, the Lord said we must come back to the place of building stamina. Stay with him. Go and learn how to. There are a lot of channels online, some of them are always on 24 hours worship on YouTube. Some of them just instrumentals. Part of your prayer time is being able to sit and not talk, just absorbing the sound. God couldn't do anything in this world until sound came out. Sound is the force of creation. That is why God says, whatsoever you desire. When you pray, God expects you to keep talking, because sound is the force of creation. You cannot say you prayed once and that's it. No. Have you seen what you prayed for? No. Keep speaking. Keep speaking. If the Lord said you'll be married in the next 2 months, by the hand of the Lord it shall be. Then you compare yourself with somebody whose prayer request is just tied to an embassy. Meanwhile, your own, only God can do it. Our own is just to submit application. Huh? You made her your best friend. Instead of Mary looking for an Elizabeth, you are looking for somebody without a prophecy. Your best friend has no prophecy. Your best friend has not seen an angel, has not heard God. Both of them, they are recipients of angelic ministry. You have nothing. When you talk about the dreams, I say, there's no response, because there's nothing. Nothing moved within their spirit. When you speak and she speaks, no understanding is given to either of you. How do you say that person is your friend? Do you know what it means to say somebody is your friend? The Bible said they that were of one heart in Malachi chapter 4 spoke one to another, and as they spoke, God opened the book of remembrance. The conversation between two brethren compelled the heavens to open a book and say it is their time. And yet you choose to be a lone ranger. You need to come to deeper waters. Stop choosing your friends based on emotions. We went to the same school, and so what? Why do you think that the moment somebody steps into a new phase financially, he changes his friends? Why do you think so? Why are you always angry that since he became a millionaire, he moved out of the area? Where else? It is a law of life. You have to keep growing. You have to keep growing. So your friend won't tell you, you need to be working hard. If you have... Are you with me now? I have just 10 minutes to do this. Please, are you with me? Unfortunately, we don't have time. We don't have time, because... But I realize that whatever I say, for those who have ears, they will hear. Go back and clear the area, the space in your heart where you used to meet with God. A lot of us don't know what that place looks like again, and we are making excuses. God doesn't understand. You are the only one who has convinced yourself that God, it is where. God has no business with any man who is not covenanted to him. God required Israel to be covenanted to him. In fact, God said to them that all these nations I am sending you to take over from, if you get to Canaan and begin to live like them, I will also wipe you out. That's covenant. Have you ever, how many battles do you know that Israel fought in the Bible that they won because they were strong? Oh my God. I wish somebody heard me. I wish somebody heard me. Which of the battles did they fight for which they had capacity for? The ones that they lost, did they lose because of numbers? They lost because of sin. And what is sin? Huh? Stepping away from the mark. This is where God said you should stay. You moved away. You didn't commit fornication. You just decided to do other things. Don't go to Egypt. Abraham went to Egypt. He almost lost his wife. Don't go to Egypt. God had to. So we have confined God to remedial program of always having to save us. And we are sharing testimonies of salvation. Meanwhile, God is saying, I want you to move from Mount Sinai. Why will God require them to move from Mount Sinai? When they got there, the Lord said to these people, tell them to consecrate themselves for 3 days. For I will come down to them. The way I reveal myself to you, Moses, I will reveal myself to them. What did they tell Moses? So why Moses told them, consecrate yourself, and they were fasting. One of the ways to consecrate yourself is by fasting. Some of you, your stomach will thank you if you stay away for 3 days. We thank you that, I don't know what's going on, but thank you. Wow. I feel rested. Feel rested. 8 a.m. in the office, they come with donut IT, and you are. It could be a reflection of the state of your spirit. Feeding on junks. You have been feeding on junks for so long, you don't even know it anymore. And then you will see people like yourself everywhere. And your excuse is that it is where. God is calling us again to covenant. And that covenant is strengthened by our relationship with him. Don't allow the blessing of the Lord now make God begin to pursue you to get your attention. The Lord said to Joshua and his army, I think they were going to fight against the city of Ai. And that's a prophetic picture. You need to go. That nation, they are called Ai. Ai. God told them to stay away from sin. Don't touch anything that is cursed. Anything you see that God did with the Israel was a prototype of our relationship, our own relationship with God now. It was like a type and shadow. We are the reality. But many times to understand the strength of the reality, you need to go back to the model and see what was constructed, like, the simulation. This is what this building, you see the way in the simulation the elevator or the excavator goes up and comes down. You see some of the digital functions. Oh, this is where the ICT room is. You will see so many things that if you are put inside the building, you will not know those things are there. You need to be outside it to see the simulation to realize that, wow, this is actually a big project. But if they blindfolded you and led you into the office, you may be in that office for 1 year and not know that there are some places that you are not even authorized to go in. By reason of your own work or job function. God said, don't touch any costing. And there was a man there. A can. Who loved gold more than divine instruction? The book of Proverbs says, we are to love the Lord and wisdom more than precious stones. But this guy, his God was his belly. As long as God was delivering as expected, he was worthy to be God. But as any time God delayed to answer his prayer, he would start getting distracted. Achan went and decided that, look, we are just fighting and fighting. Everything they say to the glory of God, to the glory of God. When are we going to get to the promised land? Let me help myself. When he took it, did any prophet know? Did anybody prophesy it? Because they say, we don't know if they are really prophets in the church. Somebody should have said, hey. Nobody saw COVID. Who told you? It was your disobedience that didn't let you know. Nobody saw COVID. Is that your problem? Out of all the issues in the world, is COVID. Even pastors came out and told us that the end of the church has come as we know it. That the church will no longer be required to meet physically again. And they came online, did Instagram live, popular pastors who, they were sharing historical knowledge. Where the God of the earth is, they were sharing historical knowledge in the Spanish flu. When the Spanish flu happened, they were talking, you know, we need to move online. Some people, it was in that 3 months of shutdown that their spiritual life was completely eradicated. Not destroyed, though, eradicated. Came back with testimonies. Twins, triplets. A lot of people, and I say this because I know, were suspended in their churches, leaders and pastors, because there's something that ease brings into your life. It brings the pressure of sin. When you're at ease, the Bible says, woe to them that are at ease in Zion. When you're at ease, you are relaxed. You just realize that, you begin to take a stroll at the top of the building. Then you see Bathsheba. But this morning, nobody is touching this morning in this office. Do not touch any cursed thing. Say, I know why I'm in Christ. If you touch the cursed thing, you'll be cursed. If you touch the cursed thing, is this the money? Does it belong to you? Say no. If you're a pastor and people share the grace and you are taking church money, and you are sharing it to Pastor David, and you are saying, after all, we are laboring, is it your money? That's the only problem of being a pastor. Anything you do is, it's not your own. That's why pastors are very frustrated people. Because all their effort, if I was running a company, if I left the bank and we started 5 centers of our business, the money is, I can start paying myself 2.5 million every month. Is it your problem? Anything I do now, I'm also a servant of the church. If I take one kobo, you don't need to know. You may not even get a prophetic word saying your pastor is a thief. You may not know. You may not know. But the day you go to a battle that is significant to your destiny, you will know. The kind of losses you incur should tell you something. Oh. Because God told them they will win. God gave them a prophetic word and gave them a condition. Some people want to follow God and they want it to just be by faith. Even that requirement for faith, many cannot keep. Believe in whom he has sent. Some people will still go to other places because they cannot believe. Some people only go to churches based on solutions to problem. You will never get the best of God. You are at the outer court. Because God's beckoning to us is a beckoning of covenant. Learn how to stay with me. And I have told you what you need to do. You want to do 2 hours with God. You tell yourself, I'm going to pray in the spirit for 1 hour. And then you do that, you get a message or something. It could be a 15-minute message or something. And begin to listen to it. That's 1 hour, 15 minutes. Then you begin to pray in line with what you have heard. Or you begin to meditate. Then begin to listen to a song. Very soft music that allows you to meditate and pray meditatively. By the time you come out of that 2 hours, wow, it doesn't look so bad. The problem is that somewhere in your heart, you're already estranged. You're already cut off from God. So even the idea of prayer sounds offensive to yourself. You cannot see it. You see God as a killjoy. God is the reason why you are not enjoying your life. If not for this Christianity, I know where I will be now. Well, as long as you continue to think like that, you are in the outer court. Something has happened to you. A seed has been sown and it is germinating. See the way you are talking now. Because you will know where people are by the utterance of their tongue. When they begin to talk in a certain way, you can tell this man has fallen from grace. God said, don't touch the cursed thing. He can't touch it. The pastor did not know. The priest did not know. The Ark of the Covenant was still with them. When they stepped out into battle, nobody sensed them. God, I sense we should hold on. They went in and people died. Don't touch a costing. That is what happens. You endanger other people around yourself. My commitment to anybody is only to the degree that they are following God. My commitment, I love you. I love you. It's the day you turn your back from God, I'm gone. It's a divorceable offense for me. It's a divorceable offense for me. And I'm sorry, but that's just the way I see it. If you choose not to follow the Lord, I will not argue with you. I'll first move to the next room, the visitor's room. From there, I'll move to Pastor Desmond's house. I'll leave you in the mansion. And please, I also encourage my wife, if she's listening, to do the same. Because you may be righteous like Jonathan, but if you stay with Saul, you will suffer the fate of a man God has condemned. Suffer the fate of... Work with blessed people. Go to people. The problem is that most of us don't even know how to talk to people. Ah, Sister Buki, I like you. I like the aura around you. You are blessed. Please, can I be your friend? Nobody will say no to you. But you the vibe around you is that you are so big, even though you don't have anything. You are so big. Your status is in the type of phone you use. That's the only thing about you that is expensive. There's nothing. God does not see your life with Him, and He doesn't see it of any value. He looks at everything you do. There's nothing. You just pride yourself in the fact that, oh, this kind of phone I use, or this kind of clothes or shirt I wear. That's the only thing of value that you have. You are indeed very poor. There's nothing wrong with using those things. They are for us. But if that's the thing in your mind that makes you think you are different, oh, Akan got gold. Your iPhone is not even gold. Akan got gold. Led many innocent men to death. And then, it was then the pastor said, what happened? God spoke to us. Father, you spoke to me. When the Lord has given you a specific prophetic word, that is high level prophetic word, be careful, because if an Achan comes around you, you must be the one to know the weight of the prophecy you have received. Don't let anybody tell you any. The Lord told you while you are praying or through a prophetic messenger, this is what I want to do in your life. The moment God has spoken, please watch out for people around you that kill prophecies. Watch out for them. Some people hang around you, they put your prophecy into flight mode. And you will not know why. You will not know why. I was listening to a lady who spoke about how her friend, people are so wicked, and you would think it is these older people, young girls of 18, 19, 20, who would go pick their friend's clothes, and they would keep it, and they would exchange their destinies. Because they said to them, just make sure you have something that belongs to her. You don't have to wear it or use it. Yeah, I like your wristwatch. What is yours? And you, no altar, no prayer, no nothing. You go to the embassy. They tell you to, from 5 a.m., they tell you they won't open the gate. You stay there. Even as you are there, you are praying. God, this time, let me get it. You don't want any quarrel with anybody, because if they see you from the camera, you don't go. If anybody steps on you, just move for them. But you're a terrorist. Everybody knows you in your area that you're a terror. You fight for a living. You're a warrior. You fight for a living. You go to the bank and you behave yourself and you queue. Haven't you spent 2 hours in the bank waiting to be attended to? Did you fight? Could you have done anything? Christians behave themselves when they go to the embassy. Behave themselves when they go to the bank. Behave themselves when they see Mopo and military officers. When they come to church, they say, Pastor, you have to be very fast. You can just say this thing in 5 minutes. Is it not Akan? Akan and this thing. I'm stressing it because of you. I know you don't listen, so I need to stress it. God is calling us to deeper consecrations and deeper waters, and it is on the strength of the time we start spending with Him. We need to go back. Harvest Word, listen to me. It doesn't make any sense if we gather here every day. Eh? And yet we are not known in the court of heaven. It doesn't make any sense. Some of it is the jobs that you do, that you wake up at 5 a.m. You just, let me quickly, you put on your laptops and let me just quickly do this thing. 4 p.m. you are still there. And I know because it has happened to me. I want to quickly do this thing. Let me just do it and remove it. You realize 10 p.m. you've not brushed. Meanwhile, you are posting picture on Instagram and you didn't brush. Say, those who honor me, I will honor. You see, the depth of your relationship with God is not really about God, it's you. Don't be fooled. Don't think those people you like and you appreciate their Christian life is because they are special. Nobody has special calling. Nobody has special calling. The question I want you to ask yourself now, if the Lord takes you right now as you are and puts you in the U.S. for 3 years and takes away the privilege of going to church, will you still be a Christian? If your heart does not give you the answer immediately, then we need to start a fresh Bible study and you need to reach out so I can plan something for you. Huh? If the Lord takes you from Nigeria to the UK and Japan and all those places, or like China now that has rewritten the Bible, say you've seen their copy. You've not seen it. Are you aware? China has rewritten the Bible and they've taken out, edited the stories so that their emperor can be Jesus and everything. Now, the Bible is now outlawed in China. The only authorized copy is the edited copy. While you are here singing and you refuse to join a political party and get involved, other people, the people you are running to, there's a country in Africa that has, oh God, let me not prophesy. There's a country that has associated with these Chinese guys and Russia. Eh? And people thought it's because they want an alternative to their economy. No. They are trying to displace a nation, Nigeria, whom the Lord has blessed and elevated. And the Lord said they run, but not to victory. Eventually, that nation will be stranded and they will become overwhelmed until they repent of sexual sins and idol worship. Think about South Africa. Nigeria's judgment is coming, no, but it's not today. It's coming. The day it starts, people will beg God and He will not listen. There will be a massive wipeout. Because it is very clear, we can't even help ourselves again. Go back home and start a fresh Bible study. Don't play games with God. A lot of us are playing games. We are isolating scriptures and thinking and listening to a 1 minute message on Instagram. See, what we are up against now is beyond that. Anybody that will not embrace the word of God and is against long hours of praying cannot be your friend. That's what I'm telling you. In case you are thinking, what am I saying? This is what I'm saying. Anybody you cannot have a conversation with and have a godly conversation with without feeling like you are stepping on their boundary, you are crossing your boundaries, cannot be your inner circle friend. In Ezekiel chapter 47, and I didn't get to that point, so maybe that's where we'll continue. But actually, this is where the message should start from. The scripture told us that Ezekiel was led by an angel into the house of the Lord, and waters were coming. You see, some of you who don't believe that, I see rivers in this church. Here you can see now. Ezekiel 47. Any authentic house of God must have rivers. Water is a manifestation of where the life of God is. Water is a revelation. God built his revelation, his person into nature. Everything God created reveals God. That is why those people who worship the earth and nature, they tap into those negative speed force, because they know that everything created has energy. They use it. If you want good luck, mix garlic and honey. They add fresh clove and do this thing. Early in the morning, before you talk to anybody, before you spit out, you drink it. You chew it 3 times. Then even, they'll be like, say for good luck and for marital success. Wow. You don't have, your attitude is bad. Even if you marry, you won't stay in your husband's house. You like mix honey and everything. Your attitude is bad. A bad person. You're a very bad person. Doesn't matter. You don't know anything. You don't know what it means to work in a team. You cannot work. Everything should be around about you. When you get married, you take off those nails, because we need to cook, we need to wash, we need to do other things. All those things, they are good for the optics, for the camera. They are good. But when we get down to work, we have to work. Can't stay in bed till 8 p.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m. for what? Honeymoon is over. And you too, as a brother, you cannot be hoping to live on your wife's money. You borrow. We've lost count of you borrow for a living. And you're a brother. And you have a prayer life. But you your specialization, you are owing everything and everybody. It was 2.5. And the amount is so small that it will be a shame not to give you. But like play, oh, this is 500,000. No. Then your wife's okay, no, pay me in kind. Even that one you cannot pay. Prayer warrior. Listen, the scripture spoke about a certain river in the book of Revelations. The Bible says it was referred to as the water of life. Everyone who drank of it was made whole. Everyone who drank of it. There was a particular similitude that was given in the days of Jesus, where an angel would steer a particular pool. And every time somebody, it was the angelic authority vested in that river was good for one person. So personally, I think there must be a lot of fighting around that place, because you pushed me last year. Now, unfortunately, nobody knows the day the angel will come. So now everybody is. And if it were to be in Nigeria, some people will import area boys to clear everybody out. I want to enter this water this time around. So I don't think the story is as sweet as the way you read it to. People are very angry there. So that brother who just went to sit is because he has seen that there is no way on earth that I will recover here. So Jesus just went, oh God, don't give up. I am the resurrection and the life. So for those of you just say, oh, there are many people who are sick. They were not sick. Oh, they were very angry people trying to get into the water. This is a beckoning to us. See, let me tell you. Go and ask any professional, nutritionist, and then they will tell you that for a nutritional plan to have significant effect, you must stay with it for at least 8 weeks. I want you to take this message. Eh? Instead of struggling to have a prayer life, struggling, don't struggle again. Pray for 1 hour. Instead of looking at your phone to see the time, don't look at the time again. Just tell Siri, set my alarm for the next 1 hour. As long as the phone does not ring, you have not prayed to. So just continue praying. Forget about the time. Once you hit 1 hour, start listening to worship. I know you know your own voice. Only God understands it. You don't have a good voice. So that you not use your voice to kill all the prayer power you have generated. Let Nathaniel Bassey sing for you. Huh? Are you with me now? I'm telling you, I've gone to Pastor Ayo's place. I've gone to the personal place of men of God. That is what they do. Oh, we are praying for 7 hours. Oh, really? You meant to say you were with the Lord for 7 hours. You It's not everybody that can do 7 hour stretch without dying and resurrecting. But I lay it at your feet that you can actually begin to enjoy God's presence. Sometimes I sit in my room or on my small home office and I begin to listen to my message and I tell myself, I don't know who is preaching. I'm meeting him for the first time. And then I hear something that I said. I say, hey, Kobarai. Because I laid a standard for which I now realize even me, I fell short of. So I will now go to God and say, mercy. Mercy, Lord. The person that preached, I realize what he said. I am not there. But I'm the preacher. I have learned to isolate myself from the message so that I can even sit down and listen to myself. Don't be deceived. You don't need a prophecy to start a new life. You need a decision. You need a decision. You will walk out of depression. You will walk out of pain. You will walk out of stagnation. You will walk out of... Some of you that are asking God, if you bless me, and God say, for what? The last time I blessed you, was it not for you? How has my blessing encouraged evangelism or world evangelism? How has it helped somebody become a Christian? Which of the money you have now has gone into the life of somebody else and helped the person? How has your decision benefited another young Christian? You keep shouting, bless me, bless me. You don't need to shout. Just put this thing to practice and leave the rest for me. And if you think that you are going to be a giver because you have, you are a liar. The best time to give is when you don't have. Take that your wristwatch. Go and be a blessing to someone. Don't even give money. If you think you don't have anything, write 10. Go to the WhatsApp group of the church. Write out people's names. 50 of them. Pray for them for the next 2 weeks. Don't tell them. Then you will know that prayer is sacrifice. Not Ama prayer. You know Ama prayer. You know Ama prayer. Okay. Don't know it too. Those who know it, you see they are laughing. There's one singer, Ama something. So there's a prayer. They've done a prayer for the guy. We do it like this. Ama prayer with beat. Okay, you are getting it. Go to Facebook and tap Ama prayer. Satanic people without covenant. The Lord will help you. Please pick up your spiritual life from wherever you have dropped it. And please understand, some really, that God will only continue with you if you are a covenanted person. If you despise his offering like Achan. If you are like Demas, who followed Paul, but loved this world's possessions, you will not go far. Is God willing to bless you? Yes. Will he do it? Yes. But the day that thing begins to control you, there were people that prayed for a husband. The day they got the husband, they stopped coming to church. There was a lady who said to me, Pastor, I will go with you anywhere. I think it's been 6 years now. I don't even know where she is. If you think that people getting miracles, we establish them. It is the word of God that establishes a man. So I've made a decision. I will do my best to tell you people the truth and encourage you. The scripture said, for the Lord has dealt us up, but he has not given our souls unto death. Some of you have been through very painful circumstances recently. But look at you, you are sitting here. God has not given you over unto death. Go and learn the art of praise again. Go and learn the art of being able to stay with God. And you tell yourself, this next 2 hours, if my phone rings, that's it, I'm not picking. Put it off, go on flight mode. Even if it rings forever into a fire, I will not pick it. Until God can see that on every layer you have chosen him. Oh. It's not just when you sit in church and say, amen, hallelujah, preach a pastor. tell yourself, if Pastor Gwenga calls me, the only thing you can owe me is to say, call you back, praying. If I see praying, I will stay far away from you. I don't want problem. How do you say, hello? Yes, now. Okay, you know what? You are supposed to pray for 4 hours. Say, okay, let's do a quick one. I'm actually praying, but let's do a quick one. And the idiot you spoke to also said, no problem. Because he's also not trained. Doesn't know spirituality. And then God says, look at this one. Mark him. And in case you think you are very young, ask yourself, how old was Pastor Adeboye when he started making impact? The founders of Equa Church, those three brothers, three guys, very young guys, the oldest of them was 20 or 19. Equa Church that we know today. Please, are you with me? In case you are thinking that, you will now get to one age and start making impact for Christ. Hello, whatever you want to do, do quickly. I want God to bless me because to a measure of my life, the Lord finds me faithful. The Lord told me, I was driving last week and the Lord said to me, I want you to, please, let's get the anointing oil. I want to pray for these young ones. The Lord said, I want you to close your eye to this 1, 2, 3 things. He said, so I will not be distracted. The Lord said, close your eye. And I shut my eyes to those things. I was driving. The Lord said, these things, you don't need them for now. Shut your eye, shut your eye, shut your eye. And he told me. So the word of the Lord cannot only be yea to you. Sometimes the Lord, God will say no. But you will not be able to receive those things if you have not been able to settle with him long enough. So that even when you are in the market where there's a lot of noise, the still small voice can come with such authority into your soul. Give me your water, your holy water. Give me your water, your holy water. I want to drink of you. I want to drink of you. I want to drink of you. When Jesus saw that woman by the well, he asked her for water. But Jesus realized that her line of conversation showed that she didn't even know who she was talking to. And Jesus said to her, if you even had an idea who he was talking to you, that the days of prophecies you've read and heard about has come to your doorstep, you would have said, don't let me give you water. I want what you have. The woman did not struggle to descend. I say, I perceive that thou art the Christ. Meanwhile, they were religious leaders who struggled with who Christ was throughout his lifetime. This woman met with Jesus just once, and Jesus transited with her until she said, I perceive that thou art the Christ. She went into the city, brought all her customers, say, I've met a man who told me everything about my life. Jesus gave her that water, but it was not a physical cup. He gave her an encounter. One encounter, we never heard of her again. Until we get to eternity, then we will see the weight of what she did. Because right now, it's just a story. But do you know that there are other stories that were not documented in the scripture? People who walked with God, people who took certain decisions in ancient England, in ancient France, there were men, Francis of Assisi, there were men who walked with God that history never did kindness to. But when we get to heaven, you will see them standing beside Jesus. And then you will ask, who is this? They say, it's Washman Nee. Say, ooh, very short. Then you see Paul. Paul, you're not even a top person. Whoa, mighty in words. But you see Daniel. Oh, you know that actually Daniel was castrated. Daniel was castrated. He never had children. Yet he judged the Lord faithful. Oh, then you will see that, oh, the men who did well in the scriptures and in their destiny, they were not necessarily men of high anointing, but men of consistent character. So every time you find that you are weak, and you find that Satan is beginning to get across to your mind, then you turn to him and say, Lord, give me your water again so that I can test after righteousness. Hallelujah. Give me your water, your holy water.